from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Just a few moments ago, Jax Gregory, sweet young thing, who's in for Keith today, picked up the phone with the door open and said, "Is this Mr. Hogan?" So, you've waited long enough. We head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and he is releasing in Ohio now, the 10th state, 10th market to do this, Hulk Hogan's Real American Beer, and Hulk Hogan himself joins us on the hotline. Hulk, welcome to the show.
Brother, I should be there with the hotline with you guys at 92.3. Chugging some of these Real American Beers, brother. I should be there.
I wish
you were here.
Yeah, we would love for you to be here. Now, I just want to get this out of the way.
I gotta take a nap, man. I'm sorry.
No worries. So is brother a two-way street here? Like, do you just call us brother, or can I brother you back?
You can brother me back. Brother came about after about 10 years of getting hit in the head with a steel chair. I would meet people, and instantly they'd walk away, and I'd look at my friend and go, "What was that guy's name?" And it started happening all the time, so I just started calling everybody brother, you know?
Yeah, it's like, and, what's up, boss?
People that
what's
I meet up, repeatedly, you know, and I see them, then I'll remember their names. But I meet so many darn people every day, man. It's crazy. So the brother thing came from that.
Well, Hulk, you've been very open about the toll that your long career in the ring has taken on you with all the physical problems. So to start here, how you feeling, brother?
Everything's good, you know. It's kind of like my body shut down on me about 12 or 13 years ago, so I've had like 25 surgeries since then. And what got me was back surgery number 10. They pinched something off of my tailbone, which has made my darn legs atrophy, makes it kind of hard to walk any distance. But, you know, the normal stuff, you know, the knee, both knees replaced, both hips replaced, shoulder surgeries, the standard stuff, you know. Nobody gave me the memo and told me that stuff was fake, you know, so it's kind of caught me off guard.
Oh, there's no doubt. The legend Hulk Hogan with us on The Fan. So let me ask you, brother, I played football for many, many years, and you know, my body took a toll, not like yours, I'm sure, cause you've been doing it a hell of a lot longer, and y'all take a beating for sure. The question is, was it worth it for you?
Yeah, it was. I mean, you know, I love the wrestling business, and once I got in it, I just wanted to make a paycheck, you know, and make a living. But then once I figured out the business and kind of reinvented it with that whole Hulkamania thing and saw the merchandise and the licensing was part of the big picture, it really made me get into business mode, you know, and I've been pushing that way for so long. So, you know, trying to figure out ways to generate, you know, several sources of revenue, especially when you can generate revenue while you're sleeping, you really got to figure it out. So it's kind of like I wouldn't change anything except that stupid-ass leg drop, because I dropped that leg for 40 years. And, you know, you ask Russ, you're all crippled up walking around, would you change anything? And everybody always says no, but I say yes, I would. Because instead of dropping that leg, I was walking around with the largest arms in the world. I should have used the sleeper. And then I wouldn't even have to fall down. Just put the sleeper on somebody and, you know, work the heck out of that.
What does, because I know last year was the 40th anniversary of Hulkamania, what does 40 years of Hulkamania mean to you?
Well, it's an accomplishment that I never thought I'd see, and it kind of really woke me up, you know, this last year, because all of a sudden Mattel did a 40-year push, and all of a sudden I've got the number one selling action figure in the world, and there's this, it's almost like they reinvented me, you know, it's almost like between the 40-year anniversary of Hulkamania. And, you know, if you're 90 years old, you're watching me when you're 50. So I've got people 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, all the way down to five-year-old kids that know who I am. And then, you know, just speaking of that darn Republican convention, it's almost like, you know, I had some people from the WWE, from the WWE tell me that, man, you're hotter than you were in the 80s. And it's kind of weird how what's old is new again and how the character has just been reinvigorated. It's amazing.
Hey, brother, what are you most proud of throughout your career?
The thing that I'm most proud of are my kids, bro. You know,
cause of course, 100%.
I tried real hard at this marriage thing. You know, I dumped in the bed a couple times. You know, I really didn't get it right. So, you know, but what I did get right were my kids. You know, so I'm really, really proud of my daughter and my son Nick, who's just a stand-up dude, man. He's totally correct. So I'm proud of my kids, brother.
So from the career perspective, and that's a great question, but, you know, whether it's the career or just the personal life, where's that space where maybe you feel like you could have done better?
Well, I did, you know, the best I could. I mean, I was, you know, you got to realize for the first 20 years, there was no Rock or there was no Stone Cold Steve Austin. It was just me. So I was everywhere. I was wrestling, you know, Philadelphia Spectrum at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Madison Square Garden that night. The next day, Boston Gardens at 1 o'clock that night, LA Forum. I was wrestling 400, 425 times a year. You know, I was doing two-a-days, and I was the only guy. And, you know, there's a difference between being a WWE superstar and being an attraction. If you're an attraction, you can go sell out without even naming an opponent. They would just put Hulkamania come to the Tacoma Dome and it would sell out. So that was really tough, was being on the road so much. But as soon as my kids were born, I started working a part-time schedule. And then, you know, when they really started missing me, when they were like 4 and 6 years old, I shut it almost all the way down. And I got a ton of heat for that, man, because I was really, really working part-time. But, you know, I really tried to adjust as well as I could, that I was out there chasing that paper, because back then, you know, if you got hurt, you didn't get paid. You know, if you blew a knee out, you weren't under contract and you didn't get to go to rehab for 6 months or 9 months, or you tear a tricep and you get paid for a year and then you come back and you still have your job. Back in the day, it wasn't like that. If you tore a tricep or blew a knee out, you didn't get paid. So, you know, I tried to push as hard as I can to save as much money, but if I could change anything, I would have probably changed the length of time I stayed in the business. And when I left the WWE, before I went to Ted Turner and did that NWO thing, if I would have changed anything, I would have probably quit then.
Let me ask you about the Real American Beer. I mean, is this going to have brother written all over it?
Have you seen the can?
Not yet. No, I'm about to look it up on the website as we speak.
Yeah, it's got the brother on the can, man.
Oh, that's why. Okay, well, bad job out of me.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
No, it's crazy because this thing has just taken off. You know, just like I was telling you how the character has just been launched again on a new lightning bolt. I had an idea, you know, that I told a friend of mine when Bud Light crashed and burned. I saw this crazy open lane, and there was no American beer filling that spot, you know. And with the marketing plan crashed with Bud Light, you know, I said, well, I got an idea for a beer because, you know, in the wrestling business, you know, sometimes if you have a little problem in the ring, you wouldn't sue each other. You'd just go back out the ring and fight it out. But, you know, my whole thing was, hey, brother, let's sit down and have a beer and talk about it. So the idea came from talking and having a conversation over a beer. And I realized it was bigger than politics because the politicians don't talk. Democrats, Republicans don't talk. And then I said, well, you know, we're more alike than we are divided. And I said, I've got this idea for a beer that it doesn't matter what your political stance is, you know, what color your skin is, doesn't matter what your sexual preference is, you know, it doesn't matter where you're from. I said, I've got a beer that I feel, Hulk Hogan's Real American Beer, that'll bring America back together one beer at a time or one conversation at a time. So that was the premise for the idea. And, brother, it just took off. I mean, Kroger, Walmart, Albertsons, you know, all the Giant Eagle, all the stores everywhere want this beer. So I didn't expect it to take off so fast, but we're on a crazy roll.
Well, Hulk, I'm looking at the can as we speak. That's a hell of a can. Obviously,
it's crazy.
It's an eye catcher. I mean, if you're in the grocery store and you see this thing, I mean, it's definitely something I'm going to pick up.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, the people at Walmart. You know, when I first got in the first Walmart here in Tampa, then all of a sudden it just multiplied, and we got in all the Walmarts, and all of a sudden the way the beer's performing, they're going, oh my gosh, we'll take any product you got. You know, so I'm going, okay, well, how about real American pizzas and real American cheeseburgers? You know, so, but the beer has opened a whole bunch of doors, and we're pushing really hard, and we really feel that, you know, people are going to be excited because the beer does taste good too. You know, so thank God for that. But it's amazing, the response. I just can't wait to get to Ohio and just see how everybody responds, because I know it's going to be crazy.
Hulk Hogan on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Now, this is your lager, right? This is the straight-up domestic beer here. I do want to know, are we going to get a Hulk Hogan IPA or a Hulk Hogan Hefeweizen?
Well, this has kind of opened the door to take the artistic liberty, brother, to broaden our horizons, because, you know, this is a light beer, but then, you know, you've got, you know, the real American non-alcoholic beer, you've got the real American spritzers, vodka and tequila spritzers, you know, those drinks that everybody drinks. And then, you know, as far as the IPA, don't forget, I own all my marks. I own everything. So we could have a Hollywood Hogan, real edgy IPA, you know, and so creatively, we can pretty much go any direction, but, you know, the door is wide open now that this beer is doing so well that we could move in a bunch of different directions. I actually have the license to Andre the Giant for some t-shirts and merch, and I actually have the license for beer. So we could have a real American blam, a 40-ounce Andre the Giant beer, too. The possibilities are endless.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So I know we've talked a lot about the beer. We've talked a lot about your career. But, you know, there have been a lot of things out there in the last decade and a lot of different interpretations of where you are in your life and how things are going. So I can't believe I didn't ask you this at the beginning. Like, how are you doing personally? Are you happy with where you are and where life is taking you at this point at the age of 71?
Yeah, well, things are cool. You know, I regrouped and basically, you know, all the bumps in the road were, you know, self-inflicted bumps. But, you know, it's kind of amazing, you know, how forgiving, you know, the wrestling fans are, the American public is, because it's like, it seems like the more scars I was getting on myself, the more I was relatable to, like, a normal guy, you know, that just makes mistakes. So I just kept moving forward, brother, and just learned from my mistakes. And the greatest thing that happened to me was getting back to my faith, because, you know, the lady I'm married to, Sky, on paper, it does not work, bro, to have a 71-year-old man with a 48-year-old lady that's got a 17, 15, and a 9-year-old daughter. On paper, it doesn't work, but I fell in love with her kids, and it was a wrap. And then, you know, she was a believer in my Lord and Savior. So at the end of the day, you know, I'm in a really great spot. There's no drama. You know, we're completely honest with each other. If I get pissed about something, I'll just tell her. You know, I don't hold a grudge. I just, you know, surrendered completely. So, you know, so where I'm at in my life is where I should be, you know, and it's really cool. And I can be totally honest. Like, I've had people on radio stations say, well, do you want to go with the questions? No, just ask me whatever you want. I don't have a problem with anything. You can ask me anything, because I'm totally honest about it. So Yeah, brother, everything's good, really good.
Does it bug you that there were some people, because of those bumps in the road, that maybe haven't come back and maybe feel certain ways because of those bumps?
Yeah, well, a lot of people judge people, and when they make a stand, this world is all about forgiveness, for me, I've got some people that I didn't get along with and, have done stuff to me that I've totally forgiven them, and at the end of the day, if there's certain people that, hold a grudge against me or don't like me or have a problem with something I said or did, as far as I'm concerned, I love them to death, but if they want to hold on to that energy, brother, that's their call, because people do change, people do move forward, people do get smarter, stronger, more faithful, more loyal, and I just wish I had 30 years back and a full head of hair and knew what I know now, that would be great, but no, I don't have a problem with anybody that doesn't like me or has an opinion about me for my past, I've learned from it, and I move forward, and I just make sure I never make those ridiculous mistakes again.
Hey, brother, I know you're as famous as all get out. And
why did you go Southern there?
I don't know. I didn't mean to, but I mean, you're a famous dude. Okay, is there anybody you've met throughout your life, your career, that you're like, wow, like a little starstruck, like because you're a famous guy? Is there someone you met that made you be like,
yeah,
wow?
Bro, I did lose it when I met one person, I mean, it's just like the other day, I'm looking at the phone on Instagram. Tom Brady's coming out to my Real American Music,
That's
fanatics.
Awesome.
And Donald Trump's used my music at Mar-a-Lago. And Obama used my music when he had the press meeting or whatever that thing they have every year. And so when Ron DeSantis backed out of the race, he was using my music. I mean, it's a compliment. But in this world, as far as the actors and the people that come to the dance and the people that come to the matches and the event, I pretty much met almost everybody. I met everybody from Jordan, LeBron James, Rodman, all the baseball players, football players. I met everybody because most of these guys grew up watching me. But the one person that I lost it over, believe it or not, and he's one of your guys from Ohio, was when I met Jerry Springer.
Oh, Jerry Springer.
When I met Jerry Springer, I was shaking like a little girl, man.
Why?
Because I grew up watching Springer, and I just loved how crazy it was, It reminded me of wrestling, because people say it was scripted, people say it wasn't scripted, but sometimes there was some real-life craziness that went on there. And I saw that, and I said, you know what? After watching that, I'm kind of normal.
Yeah, it made you feel better about your life, didn't it?
Yeah, it made me feel a lot better about myself. But, yeah, when I met Springer, I was shaking like a leaf, man.
So as we're talking about Real American Beer, your beer, I know we're still kind of in, I don't want to say the infancy, because again, this is, the 10th state, you're growing rapidly here, but as you map out the next 5 years for Hulk Hogan's Real American Beer, well, what are your wildest hopes, wishes, and dreams for it, brother?
Well, I just hope it sticks around, I hope it's a legacy beer, I hope that it becomes America's beer. Like some people say, the Dallas Cowboys are America's team. Whether that's true or not, I really don't know. But I wish this would become America's beer, because all the intentions, all the energy, everything that's put into this has been nothing but honest and love and just positive stuff. We're not here to hurt anybody or steal anybody's business. It's kind of like the Italians say, there's always room at the table for one more person to eat. It's kind of like, That's what I'm hoping for the future, that it can become America's beer and a legacy beer that's around long after I'm gone.
All right, one more for me, brother. If you could face anybody all time, both of you in your prime, who'd you pick?
Well, there's two people, bro, and I just can't, say it's down to one. First off, if he was alive, I'd love to wrestle Andre the Giant against, because that brother raised me. When he met me, I was 24, 25 years old. I thought I could beat anybody up. I was way out of control, and he kind of straightened me up. If it wasn't for him, I'd have probably defected. He kind of like grabbed me by the scruff of the neck and slapped me around enough times where I said, okay, I give up, you know. So it took him about 8 years to straighten me out. But once he did, we became really good friends. So he would be the first one I'd want to get in the ring with and return the favor, you know, because he put me over and he didn't have to, brother. That night he let me beat him. If he had beat me in the middle of the ring, it wouldn't have mattered. It wouldn't change my career one bit. But I would love to do the favor and get in the ring with him one more time. And the only other guy that there's a bunch of guys I'd like to wrestle. You know, the Seth Rollins, and I'd love to wrestle Vince McMahon. And I can go down the whole list. But the one guy I went back to the WWE for, the one guy I went back there as the bad guy, you know, to really have a program and make a lot of money with, was Stone Cold Steve Austin. And physically, he was having some serious issues with nerve damage in his legs and back. And right when I came in, you know, and wrestled The Rock, they pretty much booed The Rock out of the building when I wrestled him. And then the next thing I knew, Steve had some physical problems, but he would be the one guy, if I had to say, I'd love to get in the ring with him because I know we could tear it down.
Well, Hulk, it's no surprise that you are a global icon. You're great at speaking. It was really fun to get some time with you here. I know you said you got to get a little rest going, so rest up. And thank you for your time, and best of luck with your Real American Beer.
You guys are great. You need me to cut a promo or anything for you real quick?
We would love that.
Yes, just talk about Nick and Dustin and how they also are real Americans, brother.
And this show is called Afternoon Drive, so if you can work that in a little bit, that'd be cool.
Asking a lot.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, brother. What are we going to get, brother?
I'm writing it down because once I get rolling, I can say
This is going to be good.
I'm ready.
It's Afternoon Drive, right?
Yes.
Afternoon Drive. Yeah. And it's not 92.3. It's just 92.3.
Yeah.
So it's 92.3.
The Fan.
Okay.
Dude, you're awesome, man.
The Fan. All right, you guys ready for this?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, we're ready, brother.
It can be kind of loud, so.
Oh, go ahead. Pot him down just a little bit there. Okay, perfect.
All right, we're ready.
Go ahead.
All right, brothers, here we go. I'm counting myself down in 3, 2, 1. Yo, maniacs, Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and I'm hanging with my new tag team partners, Nick and Dustin, and I want you guys to know that on Afternoon Drive 92.3, I want everybody listening. I want everybody staying on the radio with me, because what you going to do when Nick and Dustin Mania run wild on you, brother?
Right there. That's what we're talking about. Hulk, great stuff. And again, appreciate you. Best of luck in your business ventures.
Go buy Real American Beer.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you, brother.
Hulk Hogan. On the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
What do you think about this horse?
You just say it a different way every time, and it kind of wrecks me
in the best way. Is it unintentionally funny?
I think it's intentionally funny. We'll react to Hulk.
We got to let you in on a secret when we come back.
But first, a quick update by Jake.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.